At this time, we're going to have Logan and the youth come forward and give us a report on their mission trip to Mississippi.
As you can tell, our numbers are a bit depleted today. Most of us are off on other vacations doing other things, but you have us and PowerPoint. So, well, we have some pictures for our PowerPoint up here. We didn't focus primarily on taking pictures. We focused on learning and making memories and that sort of thing. So you can see what we got. That's when we were leaving Portland. And from Portland, we flew to Jackson, Mississippi, and went and stayed in the Service Adventure House there for a while. On the first day in Jackson, we were given a tour of the city of Jackson by the pastors from a local church, and we saw a lot of things. The first thing we saw was the Council of Federated Organizations meetup, which is where all the major civil rights groups met and worked together for the advancement of colored people. And we visited that place over there. And that was like a good piece of history to learn. And then we also visited Medgar Evers' home, and he was the first NAACP worker in Jackson, or the first in Mississippi at all. He was the first one brave enough to take up the challenge of Mississippi. And we visited his house, and we saw where he was assassinated in his house, or by his house. And that was also a really important piece of history for us to learn. Okay. There was a few other things that we did on the tour that aren't pictured. We went and saw the main boulevard of Jackson, or what was the main boulevard back in the 60s, and it was really sad that it's all run down and derelict now. And so that was it showed us how times have changed in Jackson. And then one of the other stops that we made in Jackson was we visited the rich part of Jackson, and there is a huge difference between them. In the higher class part of Jackson, all the grasses were green and nice and mowed, the houses were well put together, and then when we got back to the part of Jackson we were in, there was a huge difference. The lawns weren't as well taken care of, the houses were a little more run down, paint was peeling, that sort of thing, and you could just tell a huge class difference in Jackson, and it's kind of sad. Okay, and then the next day we visited the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum, and as I'm sure all of us can say, it was really impactful towards us to see just how times have changed in just 40 or 50 years from what it used to be like back during the Civil Rights Movement. And we don't have any pictures of the inside of it, but if you're ever down in Jackson, I would highly recommend visiting it. It was very moving. And then after that, we did that in the morning on the second day. Then in the afternoon, we drove to Pine Lake Camp, which is basically their version of Drift Creek Camp. And we listened to Mr. Roscoe Jones talk to us. He was an individual who was supposed to be assassinated during the Civil Rights Movement. He was just lucky that he wasn't in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he talked to us a lot about what it was like living through the Civil Rights Movement and that sort of thing. And he really empowered us because he believed in the power of the youth and that youth are what makes change in the world. And that really empowered us. And then after that, we just drove on to the Machulaville Dormitory where we had 5 days of working with the kids, having fun with them, teaching them Bible stories and that sort of thing. So those days just sort of blended together. And because we had similar schedule for the mornings on those, where we just get up, eat with the kids, have fun with them, teach them a little Bible story, sing some songs, and then just continue having fun with them. And then on Sunday, after we got there, we went to Emmanuel Baptist Church for church. And that's a Black Baptist church in Mississippi, and it's very different. It's not really comparable to church that I've known back home at here. It's just different. It was incredible. Everyone was so friendly and open, just as you guys are. And following that, Mr. Larry Miller took us on a tour of Macon, which is the city around it, the city like near where we were staying. It's one of the poorest cities in America. And on the left there is what Mr. Miller called the poorest house in the poorest county in the richest country. And it's to show us just like, even though our country overall might be a rich country, that doesn't mean that everyone is doing well. There's still huge and horrible poverty in our country. And yeah. And then on the right is, we also visited a graveyard on that tour. And on the right is one of the tombstones from it. That's the tombstone of a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And it glorified his achievements. And he showed it to us just to show how they thought about it, how the Civil War and all that is perceived by people that live in the South compared to us, and just how wrong that is. Okay, and now we're getting into the time that we spent with the kids. The main activities that we did with the kids were playing card games like Uno, riding bikes, playing basketball, that sort of thing. So that's what we did in the mornings. And then every evening we did something different that was like more part of the learning thing. There's Joss playing some basketball and some cards. And on one afternoon, we set up a slip and slide to go play on with them. That was fun. We also had a campfire a few nights with us. And that was a fun time as well. And Willow is going to talk to you about Geyser Falls.
Okay, so you're looking at Geyser Falls, which was a water park we went to in the richer part of, like, Mississippi, you know. It was a ridiculous price to, like, get in. Wasn't worth it. But there was no deep pool, and that's all I wanted. But they didn't have that. They only had slides. But what I noticed immediately as we walked in was where we were staying in the Mashulaville dormitory. It was like all black people, and then there was us, the people that burn really easily. And then when we got to Geyser Falls, it was all white people. There was like three black people that I saw out of the entire park. And that kind of was confusing to me because I'm used to here where everyone's mixed in, and there it's still black people are poor, white people are rich. There's very rare people that get out of that. So needless to say, there was a lot of sunscreen-smelling things all over the park. And, like, all of the workers, too, were all white, and the lifeguards, like, kids. There was, I think I saw one black family, but they were hiding themselves away, which kind of confused me, because I'm not used to that. But I guess Mississippi is still, like, segregated in their ways.
Yeah, so we went to Geyser Falls on Wednesday night, and then on Thursday morning, instead of doing our normal Bible time with the kids where we teach them Bible story, we instead all piled into vans and rode into Macon, where we went to the library and listened to a presentation about wildlife in Mississippi, and that's pretty cool. The presenter brought in a live alligator. That was only a baby, I promise. But that was educational, and it was fun. She got us all involved. She knew what she was doing. It was a good time. And then finally, on Friday night, we went to a Choctaw Fair that Sarah is going to talk a little bit about.
On Friday, we went to the Choctaw Fair. They had, like, normal carnival stuff there. And, you know, we did some of that. But then they had some Native American Choctaw food, games, and some social dances. I went with Rich and Twilight to the first youth stickball game, and I found that, like, super interesting. It was, like, so violent. I didn't exactly expect that. And then I was looking stuff up about the stickball games, And it said that historically they were used to settle disputes among different tribes. And historically they had two sticks, like poles, that were their goals that they had to hit with the ball. And they used to be up to 5 miles apart. So they were practically just running the whole time. And now I think there are about like 50 players on the field, or maybe 30 on each side. But historically, there could have been up to like 300 players. So I found like that game like really interesting. I wanted to stay for like the whole thing, but we left to go to the social dances, which were also really interesting. It was really cool seeing like the little kids like participating in that and like just running around. They had this one dance that I found really interesting. They said it like mimicked raccoons playing in the forest. They basically just played tag, and it was really adorable seeing like little kids running after their like friends, and that was cute. And after that, we went to the craft sales area, and they had a lot of pretty beadwork, and I got my mom some earrings, and Twyla got Kate some earrings, and then we went back to some food, and I got some, they called it Indian tacos, which was fry bread with tacos in it. I got to the front of the line, and they took it off the menu, so I didn't get any. And then, sadly, Caitlin got sick and was throwing up everywhere, so we needed to go home. Oh, that was interesting to learn about their cultures and just historical things.
So after that, we went home and slept, and then pretty much next morning, we piled back in the van, drove back to Jackson Airport, and came home. And yeah, so to end it, I want to thank all of you for giving us this opportunity to go to Mississippi and have all these learning opportunities to learn more about what life is really like in Mississippi and how the civil rights movement is still going on. And so thank you for these opportunities. We all really appreciate it, and thanks for listening to us.